Welcome back. We trust you are getting blessed with this interesting Bible study. Before the question comes up, that's very interesting. So God knocking at the door of your heart,
yes,
can make you fall and have
manifestations. It is a struggle between the Spirit of God and that son or daughter of God who is just stubborn. You know, God, sometimes he works in various ways. Sometimes he comes to our level as if it's a human being. I mean, when you hear God say, "I regret creating man," you look as if God didn't know what will happen and things like that. So when he wants to come down and relate with us in a way we understand, you see, he comes down and acts like the human beings act. And so he comes, "I want to come in." And you are saying, "No, it's a spiritual thing. Not now. I've not married. Leave me first. If you come now, I won't put on this attachment. I won't be painting again. Not now, not now." And then, that struggle that goes on, that discussion that goes on in the spirit, you know, is what sometimes we physically see that manifestation. And sometimes you will say, "Oh, yes, it's in the Holy Ghost." No, we watch for the fruit. The fruit we show, it was the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That, and it is, it's a manifestation, quite all right, of an encounter that's going on. But whether the person opened up for the Holy Ghost to go in, we show by the fruit, the life you live thereafter.
What if someone is receiving deliverance?
Yeah, but you know, there's something he's saying here.
Okay, fruit.
His emphasis is the fruit.
The fruit, okay. So salvation.
Yes, yeah, not talking about falling under anointing generally.
Okay.
I believe it is manifestation of the Spirit. And deliverance cannot be always. It happens once, twice, and the person is free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Question two. The
second question.
How can one know if what he or she is doing is God's perfect will?
Perfect will. How will you know if it is God's perfect will? One, it does not go against the word of God, the blueprint.
Amen.
One, and William Branham put it this way, the evident fruit, the effect of what you are doing, does it glorify God or not? Do you prosper in it or not? Do you enjoy it or you are enduring it? Do you enjoy it? If it is a perfect will of God, you will see God in it. It will not be just your effort. Yeah. There will be a heavenly backup. Yeah. There will be God. The Spirit will back it up.
So there will be fulfillment. Is that what you mean? Joy?
Yeah, there will be fulfillment. There will be fulfillment. Can't be grumbling every time. Like you are grumbling simply means not for you.
Does this cut across every area of our life?
Every area of your lives. Every area of our lives. Every area of our lives. If maybe give me an example of any area.
Marriage, for instance.
The same thing with marriage. Perfect will of God. Marriage is to be enjoyed, not endured. And God will not put you into a marriage that you will be suffering. And once you marry and using the Bible standard for that marriage, you will enjoy it.
Yes, sir. What of in the choice of a life partner or courting?
Yeah.
In the case of courting, and how do you know it's God's perfect will?
Be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. If that person is a believer, marriage is ordained by God. If that person is a believer and you courted, if you courted, you are of age, that is, you are able to discern, to know what is good for you. And you are able to make up your mind that this is the person you are supposed to marry. If you follow these standards, you will not go out of the will of God.
Okay.
But if you decide to go into an arranged marriage to achieve some other selfish motives, either to satisfy your father, to satisfy your mother, to please your pastor, the prophet, the neighbor, the brother, the sister, whoever brings the two of you together, you don't say it's God that joined you together. It is that thing that joined you together. So don't call it perfect will of God.
What of career, sir?
The choice of career, sure. There will be evident fruit. You will prosper in it.
Amen. Heavenly backup.
Yes, and it must not be a career that negates the word of God, expectation of God.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. Okay, Brother Elisha is calling us from Delta State. God bless you, Brother Elisha, or Prophet Elisha. God bless you. God bless you, sir.
Hello, Shalom. Good evening, sir.
Shalom, good evening.
Okay, sir, please, the question I want to ask, that maybe you are the one that teach that Sunday, but I teach something for me, but there is something I want to do, so there is a mystery in me. Because Pastor Eddie that preached, when he gave an illustration, that he had an argument with somebody that had a car on the road, and it's like the way he approached the person, the Holy Spirit struck him, and that he went back again to apologize to the woman. That is a sign that he has the Holy Ghost. Now, sir, there is a mystery there. There are some people, they undergo such kind of act when you discuss with them and tell you that the Holy Spirit speaks to me that what I did was wrong. So I went and I made peace with the person. But when you approach them with the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will tell you that that's what they did was wrong. Now, but still, the Holy Spirit is still ministering to them as he did to other people who have received. Maybe he pricked their heart if they did something that is wrong. I would like to explain such mystery in such things that.
Well, I want you to also note something. It's very easy. If you are still online, Brother Elisha, sometimes we over-spiritualize our lives. And when even it is our conscience that is pricking us and speaking to us what you have done is wrong, you will attribute it to a ministration of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
So such mistakes are very, very common. God bless you.
Sir, you have dropped a serious bomb today. And it's common, sir.
Yes.
Any small thing, as if the Lord told me, the Lord led me to.
Yeah. Wow. You don't know that you have your own will, and you have the will of God. You have your own mind, and there is the mind of Christ.
Amen. Sir, wow. Thank you for answering the question on the will of God. Last year, the pastor preached a sermon, Walking in God's Will, part one, part two. Very interesting, and every Christian needs to be established on this issue of the perfect will of God or the permissive will of God. Please, if you have not listened to it, visit brighttv.org and get that sermon. It will bless you richly. God bless you. Can we have more questions? Sir, you said it is wrong to ordain a female pastor. How do you interpret Galatians chapter 3, verse 28? From Ben Okibe, all the way from Enugu State, Nigeria. Galatians 3:28.
Yes.
It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond.
Let's read the verse before them.
For us, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ.
Again.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ.
Yes.
Have put on Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There is neither Jew nor Greek.
It's talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's talking about salvation.
Amen. There is neither Jew nor Greek.
Now, Jews will tell you salvation is of the Jews. No, no more. Now, when you are now into Christ, it's nothing like, go ahead.
There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
One in Christ Jesus. Then see the way he concludes in verse 29.
And if you be Christ.
If you are in Christ.
Then are ye Abraham's seed.
Then you are Abraham's seed.
And heirs according to the promise.
And yet, all the heirs, it's not all the heirs of the promise of Abraham that were priests in the temple.
Amen.
I think amen. That answers it.
Amen and amen. Mm.
So you are concerning salvation, we are covered.
Abraham
said, irrespective of whether you are male or female, bond or free, Jews or Greek, Gentile, whatever you are, once you receive the Holy Ghost, we have come into Christ, one body. But then when you come in there, you are now placed, properly placed where you should be placed, as Joshua placed every tribe Hallelujah. Where you belong.
Amen.
And he forbade some from going to minister at the altar. Mm. Only the tribe of Levi. Okay. And even among the tribe of Levi, only the males.
Amen.
So you have to understand that. Amen. In Christ also, he set some prophets,
apostles,
some prophets, that's Ephesians 4:11, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Amen.
And then he now come and say he permit not a woman to teach. So among those teachers, a woman will not be among.
Amen.
No, you serve authority over the man. So you won't be in a position of leadership, watching over men.
Mm.
And the offices of leadership are this fivefold ministry.
Amen.
But the body gifts are the body gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Amen.
And they are for male and female to exercise the gifts.
Amen.
I hope that is clear.
Very clear, sir. Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
Okay, more questions coming in. Good evening, Pastor. I happen to pay certain amounts for my present job, though through a friend, and at that time it was so open even among the recruiting staffs. I was born again then, but didn't know the magnitude of what I did. Now I'm even conscious. I want to know what is the position of heaven concerning my case. Naftali from Adamawa State, Nigeria.
You see, I want you to note the Bride of Christ worldwide. I want you to note this, that when it comes to working with God, this is exactly what he wants to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
A consciousness of righteousness, a consciousness of holiness. That is what is missing in mankind. A conscience that is free before God and before man. And for any condition you find yourself doing some of these things that a Christian shouldn't do, once you realize, is to stop it. God is more interested in repentance than restitution.
Mm.
I've said this several times.
Mm.
God is more interested in repentance than restitution.
Amen.
You restitute what is restitutable, but what you cannot restitute, you pass it back and ask God to forgive you. And he's very willing to forgive you. But never you toe that line of life again. That is what God is interested in. So stop bribing people to get what you are looking for. This is all that everybody is doing to get the job. So desperation sends you also to do it. What if it may never be the will of God for you to get that job, and then you use that money and you get there? I can assure you, for every child of God that will wait on the Lord, God will give you a job.
Amen.
And the way he will do it, you will do it in a way that you give glory to him and no glory to the money that you could afford to give someone to get you that job.
Amen.
Let's take note of that.
Mm.
God bless you.
So what
it is wrong. It is wrong to bribe to get anything at all. It is wrong.
What about our modern day Nigerian parents that pay for special center for their children?
Anything at all, it is wrong. To beat the system, it is wrong. Where will you give glory to God when you do that? Will you truly come and stand and give testimony?
So they do. So, some do.
Come and testify that I bribed and I got I got them to fake result for my child.
So there's the excuse that normally or naturally you can't, for instance, someone seeking to get admission into a school,
yes,
let's assume the University of Lagos now,
yes,
there's this excuse that if you don't know somebody or you don't pay your way through, you cannot get the admission.
Now it is, do you also have faith enough to believe God that you go through the normal process with God in it, that person will get the admission? If we walk by faith, if I apply, you know, if my son applies to any school and he is not taken after much prayer, faith teaches me to say it means God does not want him there. Pure and simple. And sometimes when you refuse to follow the perfect will of God, you use some extra means to send a boy there, you may be pushing him into trouble. I have a friend of mine who had the son. He had all the influence. Just at a call, they would place the boy anywhere for his National Youth Service.
Wow.
He's a retired general. And it is one of his boys that is the head of the NYC.
Wow.
It's just a phone call. And the son came and said, "Hey, daddy, please, I want to do my youth service in Abuja because that is where the father lives." And he told him, "Look, wherever they post you to, we pray with your mommy here for you every day. Wherever you are posted to, that is where God wants you to be." Do you want where God wants you to be, or where you want to be, or where I want to be? I want you to be. He said, "No, there must be a reason why God allowed them to post you somewhere in the West." He said, "I will not want to change the will of God for you." So he said, "Therefore, wherever they post you to, you go." And the boy, after the youth service, came and was thanking God that he learned a lot, he enjoyed the place, and he said, "So you see, and so sometimes we should be sensitive as Christians and avoid unnecessary bending of cutting corners to get what we want when we have God to do it for us."
So you made a serious statement just now.
Yes.
So faith teaches you to accept that is the will of God.
For those of you who have been following my teachings, I told you the last thing that will ever happen to me in my life is high blood pressure, anxiety, and depression from thinking. The reason is, I don't take disappointment to that level, because this is my perception, and this is how it should be. We pray to God.
Amen.
I'm going to Pastor Lumide to help me with something because we are friends. That I know he can help me, and I even pray. And then I go to meet you and you refuse to do it for me. Now, naturally, I'll be disappointed, but we are friends. Why will you not do it for me? But I am spiritual enough to quickly understand. It simply means that thing will not come to me through Olumide. Therefore, it stops me from hating you, keeping malice with you, because you are not my God. So I wait on God. I will just say, "Oh, Father, I thank you. I thought it's through him you are going to help me. That means you have another plan more perfect than this. I wait on you." Life continues. And if eventually I don't even get it, I say, "Thank you." It means you know why you have not allowed me to have it now or at all. Then life continues because my life is dictated by God.
Amen.
Through the prayers I pray every day. Him I talk to. And him alone I talk to. Him alone I depend upon. If Christians will catch this, anxiety will never be our portion.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Anxiety, depression. So for those that live by faith, no anxiety.
Why? It is, "Thank you, Lord." And when I explain to a few of our elders in the church recently, who were putting themselves together to do something for me, I quickly told them, I said, you know what? I have learned some years back, since I gave my life to Christ, that concerning any achievement I have in life, that God ensures no man takes the glory for it or shares in the glory.
Wow.
From my upbringing till now. Therefore, that's why they call it Godfather and things like that. I don't have any. I don't have any that will tell you that he's the one that brought me up in this area, in that area, in this. He is the one that ensured I got this, I got into the military school. Nobody says it. Nobody say I am the one that got you into the Air Force. Nobody say it was because of me you got promoted. You know, and nobody, and that's why there was nobody that could stand for me when I had problem with the Air Force.
Wow.
And now I left the military to start my life all over. Nobody will say, I am the one that rehabilitated him. I am the one that paid his accommodation and then resettled him again. And no pastor will say he trained me to be a minister. And no pastor, you know, you just have to know. No man will say, I am the one that connected you to that girl that you eventually married. Met her on my own. I chased her by my effort. It was God leading me. Now, it's good you study to know that. Now, people like me, we are men of faith.
Amen.
You see what dictates that faith is that we have since known, so we stay close to God and depend totally on him. We depend totally on him. That's our life.
Hallelujah.
That's the life of faith.
Amen.
Thank you.
All things work together for good.
Yes.
Okay, can we have more questions? Shalom, Pastor. Is it true that according to the Bible and the end time message, unquote, that once you have sexual intercourse with a person as a Christian, in the eyes of God, you are already married and are free to continue eating?
No, in the eyes of God, it is fornication.
Amen.
If it's not marriage. It is, in the eyes of God, it is fornication. In the eyes of the Bible, you say Bible, it is fornication. And what is the message? The message is the Bible.
Hallelujah.
That we should come back to do things the Bible way. That's the message. If you are going to come according to the message, which is the Bible, it is fornication.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, Shalom, sir. I want to ask my question about marriage. According to my village tradition, they do not believe in paying all the dowry. Now, I'm a victim of it. I'm living with a woman whom the dowry is not complete.
They don't believe in paying all the dowry.
Now, I'm a victim of it. I'm living with a woman whom the dowry is not complete. What should I do?
No, that is the, that's part of it. Payment of dowry is meeting traditional requirement. So if the requirement is that you cannot pay all, I mean, it's no more you owing. They are the ones saying, no, leave it. Because I remember also when I went to pay the dowry for my wife, and they called the amount. And then I quickly, I think they said 400 naira or something like that. And I brought 400k or 600 or something like 600 naira or so. 600 naira. Immediately, I had a take, and they were looking at me. You think we are going to sell our daughter? They said, no. They collected 400 and left 200. They said, that is how it is done here. And they give me of my wife. That is their traditional requirement. I have met it. Nothing more.
Wow.
So I used to have an in-law then who would come to me and say, he has a need, please can I help him with some money? And I would say, the only money I have is that 200 naira balance. Can I give you? He said, no. Then we used to joke with it. I said, just that 200 naira that I have, I don't know if I can give it to you. But it is a traditional requirement. It is done, and that's all.
Okay. You know. So, brother from Cameroon, Be at peace. You have fulfilled your traditional requirements. According to the pastor, you've paid the dowry. Okay, can we have another question? Good evening, sir, and shalom. Please, sir, I was a Catholic before I saw the light, but my husband is still in Catholic. If my children is in Catholic school, if my children are in Catholic school, I might be yoked with them.
You were both, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, I think answers her question. Concerning you and your children. Verse 12.
But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, mm-hmm. and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife.
Can you see? Uh-huh.
And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband.
So, your husband is sanctified by being with you. Yes?
Else were your children unclean.
You see?
But now are they holy.
So, your children, at the eyes of God, they are holy.
Amen.
So, don't be afraid.
Okay. Can we have a second question? Something about tribulation. Who are the people to face the great tribulation coming? God bless you, sir. Sister Amaka from
Those Bible. Who don't have the Holy Ghost. But actual, in the divine agenda, the tribulation is actually for the Jews. And, of course, it also affects the European world. And anything affecting Europe will spill over to Africa. You know, just that region. That is where the old Roman Empire,
amen.
You know, had a hold. Those European Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it will include Britain and, you know, all these areas.
Yes, sir.
The Ten Horns.
Amen.
So that is the fourth part of the earth.
Hallelujah.
You know, that he had power over. The Bible says so. Let's read it. It's very important. Revelation chapter
6.
Let's see. Revelation chapter 6.
Yeah, verse 7 and 8.
Yes.
And when he had opened the fourth seal.
That is the fourth seal. Yes.
I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Mm-hmm. And his name that sat on him was Death.
You see, Death and Hell.
And Hell followed with him.
And by the time we get to the fourth seal, the rapture has taken place.
Amen. And power was given over unto them over the fourth part of the earth.
Yes.
To kill with the sword and with hunger.
The fourth power is given to the fourth part.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth part of the earth.
Amen.
That is just one quarter of the earth. Correct?
Amen.
Not the whole earth. Okay?
To kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth.
So, it is essentially for Israel after the rapture has taken place.
Amen.
They are the ones that will face the tribulation as we see in Revelation chapter 11. You know, chapter 12.
Yes, sir.
Revelation, let me get my scriptures very well. Revelation chapter number 12, verse 13.
Verse 13, okay. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted a woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times. And half a time from the face of the serpent.
That is 3.5 years. When he enters into that Daniel 9 agreement between covenant, it's supposed that triggers in the last 7 years, the last 1 week of the 70 weeks. Program that was given to Daniel.
Amen.
In the middle of that 1 week, which is 3.5 years, the covenant is broken and the tribulation starts. What the Bible calls the time of Jacob's trouble. A period that Israel has not experienced before in history. The kind of persecution that they will have. So, That tribulation, called the Great Tribulation, is the tribulation that is ushered in by the Antichrist to those who will not have the Holy Ghost. For those who have the Holy Ghost have long gone. And the Jews. Yes.
Amen. Okay. Can we have more questions? Shalom, sir. I believe in tying of head, but I fellowship in an end time message church that don't tie their heads. But for the message, they do their very best for the world. Sir, in this situation, what should I do? Sister Artem from Cameroon, Kumba.
Well, not only that place, most of the end time message churches around the world will not cover their hair because picking some quotes, one or two quotes they are holding on to, William Branham said concerning hair covering, and because in William Branham's church, they were not covering their hair. Now, the truth is, if you make William Branham your standard, certainly that will be the effect. Mm. But those of us who, as much as we are also followers of William Branham, we know the limit of our followership. We know that we will follow him as he will follow the scripture.
Amen.
And that when the scripture says this, and William Branham, for any reason at all, says this, we will act like the sons of the Rechabites.
Amen.
And that refused. Sometimes God allows the prophet to do certain things to manifest who are those who actually understand his message. Mm. And he will allow the prophet to say some things. You know, it's a mystery.
Amen.
That God will allow William Branham to say some things contrary, as if contrary to the scripture, and to test to see whether you understand the message or you are a follower of the flesh, follower of a man. And we have caught the revelation.
Hallelujah.
By the last prophet's message.
Amen.
And we know who we are.
Amen.
And what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what we are raised up for. For the original, you are not a follower of William Branham if you have not returned to the Bible.
Hey, missed the message.
That is the problem that many of them have with me, this hair covering issue. But whatever it is, hair covering is like payment of tithes. Payment of tithes does not commend you to God. It's not a condition for salvation. Payment of tithe is for your own benefit. It's for your own benefit, for your own prosperity. So if you don't believe in it, go ahead, but make sure you have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. Because there are people that are paying tithe that will not go to heaven.
That's right.
So payment of tithe is not the ticket to go to heaven.
Amen.
But there are people, it's expected that people should both have the Holy Ghost and pay your tithe so that your prosperity is guaranteed here and your eternal destination is guaranteed there. The two must go together.
Amen.
And so also it is with hair covering. There are people that are covering their hair, women covering their hair, that are not going to heaven. I don't have the Holy Ghost. Mm. And there are sisters too that don't open their hair, believing that they are holy, that they will not go to heaven. Not because you are not covering your hair. Neither is it because you are covering your hair.
Wow.
You see, it's very important that we catch that. But Apostle Paul says, we should cover their hair because of the angels.
Amen.
You remember he said that?
Yes, sir.
First Corinthians chapter 11.
Amen and amen.
He says, verse 10.
For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels.
For this cause what?
For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head.
Why?
Because of the angels.
So cover your hair because of the angels. Mm. So it simply means that the angels of God will not be around in that fellowship.
Yeah.
Or they will not be pleased if they are around. Because they are seeing a spiritual order. Now the thing is, what is the spiritual implication of not covering the hair? And that is another question entirely. So my sister, don't just do things because other people are doing it. Do it because of how you believe it. If not, do you know what it cost me friendship with so many intermediate believers because of this? Because if it's not a personal revelation, I'll be following. After all, they were in the ministry before me. You see, I don't even know. Maybe that is why we have so much manifestation of the power in this ministry. It could also be the reason. But you say, what of the denominationals? Don't they have power manifesting? They have power manifesting, but I'm talking within the end time message. The power that is manifesting in the denomination is for delusion.
And it's always a one-man show.
It is for delusion, and it is always a one-man show. It is delusion. But within the message, the power in the message is for to confirm the word that we are preaching.
Amen.
The truth must be confirmed with signs and wonder, with power.
Truth.
So you have to balance it up. So if you say you are restored and there's no power manifesting in your midst, could it also be because of the angels that cannot move it because your women are not obeying this scripture? God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. We hope that the entire message pastors listening will pick a cue from that and learn. God bless you. Can we have more questions? Since I've done my water baptism and yet still find myself fall to sin, does it mean that we not go to hell if I die? How do you say that once saved is forever saved?
Going into the water for water baptism is does not make you safe. It's just the beginning. Now, and the reason why you continue in sin or you fall into sin, continue and enjoy it as before, is simple. Even though you went to the water, it's simple. It is because you have not repented. If you had repented before going to that water, the difference will be there. The process is to repent. And you cannot repent unless you are convinced. When you are convinced, you hear the gospel, then you'll be convicted. And when you are truly convicted, then you will look for a way out to be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. And that is when you'll be concerned. That is what Apostle Paul spoke about, godly sorrow that worketh repentance. A lot of people go into the water and think, once I enter the water, then I will stop committing sin. No, the only reason you will stop committing sin is if you realize that the wages of sin is death and you don't want to die. Then you can say, God, help me. In that estate, you enter that water because the only way God will help you is through the blood of Jesus. And then he cleanses you and gives you power to live above that sin through the process of conversion. So go and start all over. You did not repent. You enter the water to swim. You enter a dry sinner and come out a wet sinner, like William Branham would say.
Now, okay, shalom to the bride. Based on 21st January 2021 Rapture Watch episode, where the quotes of the prophets were mentioned, is it wrong to say there's no need to take the vaccine? Because I have the Holy Ghost and I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's
our last episode of Rapture Watch last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't hear me well.
Yes.
Akinye Olashile, maybe you play my comment on the vaccine. There's a very interesting question that somebody asked. Maybe I can make a comment on that. Listen. He says, Shalom, Pastor Moses. I just want to ask this question. Because I say we are being confused now and I needed a direction about the issue of vaccination for COVID-19. He says, should we go ahead and take the vaccine? Derek from Zambia. Praise God. And I know there's a lot of confusion concerning this COVID-19 vaccine. I have made comment before, but maybe many of you didn't hear me. Let me repeat my stand on this. I know that we have a lot of propaganda, a lot of reaction from this COVID-19 virus that resulted into this pandemic shaking the whole world now. We are in the end time and all activities relate to the end time. End time of what? End time of God's agenda for mankind as known scripturally. It is the Bible that lets us know this world will come to an end. If it is the Bible that makes us know this world will come to an end, He also gave us end time signs. We Christians, we watch those signs. We watch those signs. And among the signs given for the end time, it does not include a virus. Among the end time sign, I say sign of the end. Listen, 100 years ago, a virus worse than COVID-19 was on earth. 50 million people died. Therefore, COVID-19 is not new. But because it is shaking the world with expectation of things that will happen at the end time, reflecting the distress of nations everywhere, people are worried. Now, this is where I must make a comment about. A lot of people say a chip will be smuggled into our bodies. Some theory, because they continually compound theories. One theory is that the 666 mark of the beast will be a mark on the forehead on the right hand. So, since vaccine is put on the right hand and that there is a chip that is put inside it so that the Antichrist will now control us. Number one, the Antichrist will manifest only after the rapture. Therefore, it is not taking place now. Secondly, we have another theory that says they want to depopulate the earth using the vaccine that will cause people to die. When it first started, they say Africa was the target. But maybe the God of Africa sent it back to them, we don't know. But whatever it is, that was the theory. Now, they are saying again that it is the 5G network. The radiation that emits from that technology is what is affecting the people. Whether it is true or false, only the scientists know the effect of the radiation. But this is where my concern is. This is a virus. Does COVID-19 virus exist? Yes. It is no more a fallacy, it is a fact. It is true that COVID-19, a virus exists and it is killing people. Now, is there a treatment, a drug, a treatment for COVID-19? No treatment has been discovered yet. It has no cure. Now, Any sickness that has no cure, science has an antidote for it. And what is the antidote? It's a vaccine. If there is no treatment for it, there is a prevention. And the only way to prevent it is by a vaccine. Now we are left with the option, according to those compounding those propaganda and the theory, we are left to either take it or you die. And for your information, it is so important that not because of any antichrist system, one world order. One world order will take effect only after the rapture. There will be no one world order now. The setting that is on now, no man will rise to rule the whole world. No man will rule the whole world. Even the Bible tells us, the Antichrist, the rulership, he will rule only a fourth part of the earth. The Bible says so. It's not the whole earth. It is the Roman world, Europe, and all those associated with them. Far is China and the rest. Have nothing to do with the Pope. The Antichrist has no effect on him, according to the Bible. Follow the scriptures and stop following social media. Follow the scripture. That's why God raises teachers in the church. Listen, I'm telling you now that a time is going to come that without the COVID-19 vaccination, you will not be able to leave your country. You will not travel out of the country. It is not an attempt to rule us by any man. It is a prevention. Don't carry that virus into our country. There was a time, yellow fever. The same thing, yellow fever has no cure. That's why they develop a vaccine. If you are traveling from a place, a country infected by this yellow fever, you must be vaccinated with a card to show. They call it yellow card. Now, emphasis is no more laid because it has taken so long, and when a child is born, among the vaccines that are given to that child when they grow up, as the years come by, it includes these vaccines, include yellow fever vaccine. That is why them in the Western world, they don't bother about it anymore, the certificate anymore. That is why you can go to the airport now with 500 naira, you can get one without any vaccine. They will enter the toilet and write the certificate for you and come back in Nigeria. So I've seen that they've done that for so many people. But because it is no more, you know, they've handled that. The same thing with polio. The same thing with other diseases that have no cure. Pastor Moses, so what are you saying? I am saying, Bride of Jesus Christ, go and take the vaccine. It has nothing to do with all the propaganda they are saying. Do you hear me? All over the world. Bride of Jesus Christ, you believe me to be a teacher of the world. If it reaches Nigeria, I will struggle to be among the first to be vaccinated. I don't want to die now. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. You are telling us, you are accepting that there is a COVID-19. You are saying it is man-made. You are saying it is a 5G. All you are saying is there is COVID-19. Where is the cure? You know the history. You know where it is coming from. You studied the existence. It is a fact. Okay, tell us now the way out of it. You're not telling us the way out of it. That is a damnable heresy. A heresy that is damnable is a heresy, a teaching that will lead you to death. Go and take that vaccine. Vaccinate your children. Vaccinate your papa, your mama who is old. And make sure that you stay healthy. So, what is your opinion, Pastor Moses? Go and take COVID-19 vaccine when it comes to your country. God bless you.
Wow. That's Pastor Moses say on COVID-19 vaccination. So you said something serious here, that the end time sign does not include a virus. What of all Brother Bram said about that? Okay, let's listen to the voice of William Bram about the end time sign.
Listen, did you know the Bible predicts that in the last days that there'll be a germ warfare, that diseases will break out upon the people and will fall on everyone without the baptism of the Holy Spirit? But was the angel who had charge over these plagues was given orders to touch no one on whom the mark was.
God had a provided way to tell the difference between the believer and the unbeliever. Now some of them said, "Wow, now if the plague falls, we're just going to hospital. If the plague happens to fall, you know what we'll do? We'll go get Dr. Jones. You know how to take care of it." It didn't work. Yet they were smart. Well, if the plague falls, we'll just go down beneath the ground in a cave and shut the door down. That won't do one bit of good. We'll stay in a house and put a mask over her face and put some disinfect on it. Didn't do a bit of good. God made a provided way. Yes. And it was what? The blood. God provided it as simple as a scene to take the blood of a lamb and sprinkle the door. Yet God said that was his way and he honored it. All out from under the blood died the firstborn.
A token for the believer today is the Holy Ghost. Not a blood or chemistry, but it is the Holy Spirit of God. That is the token that God requires of the church today. God must see this token. He must see it in every one of us. The water age, the blood age, and now the token age of the Holy Ghost. All outside of that are perished. All outside of the token of the blood perished. Everyone outside of the token of the Holy Ghost will perish. So does a man or woman who's filled with the Holy Ghost. He's sealed away and secured from all harm and danger.
And I pray, Heavenly Father, today that you'll heal the sick and the afflicted. Many are suffering across the nation, plagues and viruses as the doctors place them. And I pray that your healing virtues, Lord, will be to those people.
Okay, that's the voice of our prophet, William Bram, about the end time sign.
And what's your question?
You said a virus is the sign of the end time does not include a virus. But what of what he just said?
You see, when we talk about the end time, we have two end times. We have two end times. In fact, there are three end times.
Okay.
Specifically, there are three end times. There is the end time. There is the end time of the program to get a bride for himself. That is the first one. It is called end time. Then there is the end of the times of the Gentiles, where Christ comes to end that and usher in the millennium.
Yes, sir.
Then there is the end of time for humanity generally, what we call the White Throne Judgment, depicted in, summarized rather by Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 25 to 28. Now you can read them that on your own. So William Branham is speaking of that in the end time. He mentioned, he said the Bible prophesied that in the end time. Which end time was he referring to? In the context of his usage, knowing which scripture he was quoting, he was not referring to the end time of the church ages. He was referring to the fulfillment of the fifth trumpet angel in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 1. In fact, the whole of the activities of that fifth trumpet angel. Maybe you read it from verse 1.
Revelation chapter 9 from verse 1.
Yes.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
And what is the seal of God?
It's
the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek.
How long is it supposed to last?
5 months.
The period is supposed to last. This 5 months is not a prophetic month. It is 5 months of 30 days in a month. Go ahead.
And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
You can see from what you are reading now, this is not the end time for rapture. It is after the rapture has gone, the judgment that will begin to come while we are up there preparing to come. That judgment that precedes the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with his bride to take over the earth for millennium is called the Day of the Lord. And it goes with the seven trumpet angels, after which we have the seven vials angels that we see in the Bible. And it then ends with the sixth seal, such that the seventh seal is fulfilled. You can see that it's fulfilled before the sixth seal. The sixth seal rounds this up. Go to chapter 6 and verse 12.
Revelation 6, 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of air, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she's shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
And that is when Christ is coming.
Amen.
Together with me. I'll be by his side.
Amen.
To take over this end. Yes. So what William Branham was speaking about, it's not a prophecy. He was not prophesying.
Wow.
He was just re-echoing what the Bible said will happen.
Amen.
And he is telling you that within that period, he's admonishing us. You better get yourself ready, get the Holy Ghost. And those who will get the Holy Ghost will have gone in the rapture before this takes place. So that this does not affect you. So that was not prophecy. I believe those who put together that prophecy, they just want you to note that these things will continue to happen on the earth. But the only way that you will be saved, you know, is that you go get the Holy Ghost. And I can assure you there are people, the Holy Ghost, baptism of the Holy Ghost now is not a vaccine against COVID-19.
Amen.
There are people that can die now that are genuine children of God, just like there are children of God that die of any other sickness, any of that disease. I want you to note that. For the followers of Mr. William Branham, let me go further. There is a quote, popular quote, that William Branham said the angel of the Lord or the Spirit of God told him that if he can get the people to believe that not even cancer will stand against his prayer. And I know a brother in the US, very close to me, who suffered from cancer years back. And he told me that when he called Joseph Branham to tell him of what he was going through, the cancer, that Joseph Branham reminded him, do you remember what Brother Branham said? He said, what my father said, if you can get the people to believe him. He said, don't you believe the prophet? He said, he believed. He said, therefore, don't worry. And he told me this. Well, he died of that cancer. Now, does that mean he does not believe the prophet? You know, this sign shall follow them that believe. They will lay hand on the sick shall recover. So if we lay hand on any sick and the person does not recover, does that mean it nullifies the word of God? No. You see, we have to place these things very well. You know, that's why I said, so that we will not begin to see if anybody dies of COVID-19, it means he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. You know, because the prophet said this. If you misplace what the prophet meant, then you will arrive as such. We believe that William Branham is a prophet to this age. Amen. With thus said the Lord.
Amen.
And the thus said the Lord he had is not the fivefold ministry prophecy. A woman will rule America. It's a fivefold ministry.
That's right.
Prophet. Anybody says it. You know, anybody can see that, you know, and things like that. People are seeing events that are happening in the whole world. That is not what vindicates William Branham.
True.
What vindicates William Branham is that he is given the word, that a ministry that turns the heart of the people from man-made denominational doctrines back to the finality, this absolute Amen. Of the word of God, which was missing. The day we catch it, then we'll come back here like Isaac and be digging back the wells of our fathers,
Amen.
Apostolic father, Hallelujah. And drink this same fresh water of this word that was covered by earthly doctrines of the Philistine denominations. The day you catch this revelation, that ministry of William Branham will become more meaningful to you.
Amen.
It's not about quoting him like a Bible. It's just one word. Pam! If he returns you here, the Holy Ghost takes over. Because the problem of man is to come back to this Bible. Once a preacher is able to place this Bible in the heart of man, of anybody, he has finished. The Holy Ghost will take over. But when you begin to bring some other things, that's what God raised some of us from, to remove it back and replace it with the word of God. So it is on that understanding, I quickly say, once he said the Bible mentioned, he said the Bible prophesied that there will come you know, plagues and viruses and this like that. The next thing is, where in the Bible, when you look at it, there's place, when is it place to fulfill? Then you see that it is so, it will fulfill after the rapture. Mm. Then you now know that he is an evangelistic message telling the people these destructions will come. And the only place of safety is not in mask. It's not anywhere, you know, running and going to doctor this, doctor that. Not even a vaccine will be able to save you. When these seven trumpet angels and the seven vile angels will release, because you won't even have time to go to a laboratory. You will look for death. Men will look for death. For now, they're looking for life. Mm. Because the torture that will come will be such that you prefer to die than to go through. You see a description of that virus, that pestilence that they release. It has a horn like this. It has a teeth like this. It has this. And it is come. Even has a commander. Mm. Abaddon.
Yes, sir.
It, with a name. Not the COVID. It has another name. And when that comes, but by the time it comes, we are the palace.
Hallelujah, of, amen.
Because we have overcome.
Amen.
God bless you. I hope that is clear.
Okay.
Whoever asked that question.
Thank you so much, sir. We'll take a short break now to relax and drink a glass of water. We'll be back after this break. Stay tuned.